Chapter 3. Tom presented himself before Aunt Polly, who was sitting by an open window in a pleasant rearward apartment, which was bedroom, breakfast room, dining room, and library combined. The balmy summer air, the restful quiet, the odor of the flowers, and the drowsing murmur of the bees had had their effect, and she was nodding over her knitting, for she had no company but the cat, and it was asleep in her lap. Her spectacles were propped up on her gray head for safety. She had thought that, of course, Tom had deserted long ago, and she wondered to see him place himself in her power again in this intrepid way. He said, "Mayn't I go and play now, Aunt?"
"What, Reddy? How much have you done?"
"It's all done, Aunt."
"Tom, don't lie to me. I can't bear it."
"I ain't, Aunt. It is all done." Aunt Polly placed small trust in such evidence. She went out to see for herself, and she would have been content to find 20% of Tom's statement true, when she found the entire fence whitewashed, and not only whitewashed but elaborately coated and recoated, and even a streak added to the ground. Her astonishment was almost unspeakable. She said,
"Well, I never. There's no getting around it. You can work when you've a mind to, Tom."
And then she diluted the compliment by adding,
"But it's powerful seldom you're a mind to, I'm bound to say. Well, go along and play. But mind you get back some time in a week or I'll tan you."
She was so overcome by the splendor of his achievement that she took him into the closet and selected a choice apple and delivered it to him, along with an improving lecture upon the added value and flavor a treat took to itself when it came without sin through virtuous effort. And while she closed with a happy scriptural flourish, he hooked a donut. Then he skipped out and saw Sid just starting up the outside stairway that led to the back rooms on the second floor. Clods were handy, and the air was full of them in a twinkling. They raged around Sid like a hailstorm, and before Aunt Polly could collect her surprised faculties and rally to the rescue, 6 or 7 clods had taken personal effect, and Tom was over the fence and gone. There was a gate, but as a general thing, he was too crowded for time to make use of it. His soul was at peace now that he had settled with Sid for calling attention to his black thread and getting him into trouble.